HarperCollins presents Devotion by Mickey Hart with Brendan Coffey. Read by Patrick Fitzsimons. Dawn. Age has turned me into an early riser. I wake on the dot at 6 and make my way quietly out of the bedroom. Times past, I slept on as long as possible. I just relish the morning now. Those days when I rise before the sun, a light from the corridor guides me through the house. Michaela's room looks across from ours. Still much the same as it was the night before her wedding. Just down from our door, her picture rests against the wall, lit from above. She smiles down on me from that frame, and I close my eyes, tripping through time. One look at Michaela takes me back to her brightest day. December 30th, 2010. We paused outside the church, and I could sense her glee. I like to remember her that way, the way she was on her wedding day. Each morning, I pause here beside Michaela and pray. Then I slip down the stairs, out and into the car. Turn left at the bottom of the drive, then right onto the main road, heading for Ballygawley. Half a mile down, turn left to reach the church in Ballymacilroy. 3 minutes, door to door. I change the car every couple of years, but always the same registration plates. M11 CMA. C for Kayla, MA for McAreevy. M11 gives the year. On Sundays, the chapel is still warm from the heat of Saturday night mass. I set down my prayer books and fix new candles on the altar if they've run low. Next, I turn to face the tabernacle. Then I kneel before blessing myself, preparing to expose the Blessed Sacrament. The next hour is spent in the presence of the Lord. Time passes quickly while I pray, always thinking of people. I read different passages from various religious books, marking pages, taking notes. My heavy Tyrone jacket, padded and quilted, provides a much-needed layer of insulation in winter. Nature is all you can hear this early. The stream behind the church, its gently flowing water. At 7 a.m. my stopwatch beats to signal the hour. My mind settles. I feel at peace. These mornings are special to me. For 200 years, people have prayed in St. Malachy's. I get a sense of all the believers who came before me. Every time I come here, I walk into history. This hour of Eucharistic adoration has become part of my daily routine these past few years. First, I thank God. I feel grateful for being in His presence. I feel His mercy and love, those gifts coming to me from the host on the altar. The Eucharist is God, Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. No longer do I look on my belief as a story learned in childhood. My comprehension of this reality took years, and it has changed my life. If God is not there, our faith is in vain. As the Catholic American author Flannery O'Connor once said, "If it's just a symbol, then to hell with it." Why did I not devote more of my life to adoration in the past? I probably felt too busy. On reflection, I had plenty of time. The pattern of my days has developed gradually. Initially, I went once a week. After a while, I was going twice. Lent seemed a time when I should go every day. Then I thought, why not Advent as well? Those blocks made me realize how precious adoration is. Time spent in silence before the Lord. Now my day is not the same without that hour. But I'm not here to make an impression. It is not a way for me to get good with God. All the years I spent without this morning retreat were my loss. Really, I am making up for lost time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?